Bob at one point knew the friend's name and appeared on a memo, which I later shredded.
Yeah. Then where'd it go?
Sat in a safe deposit box over in Alexandria.
Mm-hmm. Under the friend's name?
Under the friend's name.
Mm-hmm.
When the expenditure for 22 came up, Howard came to me, he said, we need 22, got it approved with Bob. Told Alex to make arrangements for the friend to take it to Baruti, of Wagner and Baruti.
Mm-hmm.
Alex,
when was that?
Somewhere around the time of the Hanoi Haiphong bombing.
Which was, you don't recall any dates?
May 8th. Somewhere along in there.
Okay.
May 8th to the 15th.
Okay.
Alex later told me that had been done.
Right.
I got the money back from Alex. You told me it was November 28th because that's what Alex said, but anyhow, sometime after the election.
Yeah. No other withdrawals made during that time period, or were there?
Well, Alex doesn't think there were, and I don't think there were.
Mm-hmm. Have you talked to Alex to confirm this?
I talked to him the day, I think, of my grand jury testimony.
Does the friend say there were any other withdrawals made?
Alex was going to check that, and you talked with Alex after that.
So I should call Alex.
Yep.
Okay. So anyway, November 28th, withdrawn and given to you?
Right.
How does it get to you?
Alex brings it to me in the briefcase that was in the whole time, brings it down to my office.
I see. Then?
Comes the confusion. That's why we check those records on 522. I may have taken it to 522 and put it in that safe, which is what I think I did.
Or
may have given it to Dean.
Really?
Yep.
Does Dean say you did that?
I haven't talked to Dean about it.
I see.
That would be an interesting thing to know.
Oh.
At some point during this time, Dick Howard calls me and says, by the way, I've got $7,000 left over from the campaign. What do I do with it? I said,
Are you sure you received back 5328?
No, because I didn't count it.
You didn't count it when Alex gave it back to you?
Nope.
Okay.
Alex told me, you know, there haven't been any changes, and we joked about not counting it.
Right.
But, you know, I didn't count it.
Right. Go on. So it either sat in Dean's office or in
22.
Until?
Sometime in January when I took it to LaRue in two stages on Dean's orders.
Okay. What were the dates of those two transfers?
I don't know.
Until we find out?
No. It's sometime in January, though.
My brother went with me. But you can't find out what those dates were?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because I don't make notes of that. I don't have a calendar of that.
I see. Okay.
That would, you know, would be, you know, the same night that Dean told me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I took 40 to LaRue because Dean told me to take 40 to LaRue.
You counted that?
Yeah.
Where did you go get that money?
I got that from 522.
So the money was up in 522 then?
That's right.
But you don't know how it got up there?
No, because I can't physically picture in my mind carrying it up there.
Yeah. Was the arster when you went to get the money to deliver it was in 522?
That's correct. It was in my safe up there.
Okay.
So, presumably we could check when I went into 522 in January and know when I made the transfers.
Okay.
All right. And then a few days later, Dean called me and said, take the balance to LaRue and get a receipt for $350.
You don't remember what date that was?
No, but it's a few days after the other one. Again, that could be checked because I had to go into 522 to get it.
Okay. Sometime in January.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it wasn't December because my brother went with me and he didn't arrive until December.
Did you take Collins with you both times?
Might have.
Okay.
I think maybe at that point I no longer had access to 522, so I would have had to take Collins.
Yeah.
When I took to LaRue, except I counted the 40 when I gave it to him. I did not count the balance when I gave it to him because because Dean told me to get a receipt for $350. LaRue said, no, I'm not going to give you a receipt for $350. I'm not going to give you a receipt for anything. I never saw you. I came back and told Dean. He says, well, we'll work it out. Bob's knowledge is he'd forgotten about the money until after the election. I went and told him at some point after the election when I was wrapping up my files. By the way, we got the $350. And he said, you know, see Dean and get it back to the committee.
Right.
Or get it back to the committee. And the implication was, naturally, I'd have to check the legal implications with Dean.
Sure. Okay. You can't remember any more of the dates than that, though.
No.
Okay. Okay, I'll check the January thing.